This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Today, we got an early picture of the all-important holiday sales season. And with the caveat that Omicron could dim the economic outlook as more people choose to stay home, things look pretty decent, for retailers at least. New data show consumers showed up big time, with holiday sales surging 8.5% from last year. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
You know all those stories you heard this fall, including here, about snarled supply chains and product shortages? Well, it sounds like a lot of you were listening. Steve Sadoff is former CEO at Saks, who's now with MasterCard. He says it wasn't the doorbusters driving holiday shoppers as much as fear of empty shelves.
They were out shopping earlier, even though the discounts weren't as deep as you might have seen in prior years.
The MasterCard Spending Pulse report showed those early birds helped drive the strongest growth in holiday shopping in 17 years, much of it online. The largest surges took place in apparel, up almost 50% from last year, and jewelry, up more than 30%.
We are convinced we're going to get out of our sweatpants for New Year's.
Greg Portell is a retail analyst at consulting firm Kearney.
We're starting to adjust our consumer habits in order to find those little luxuries.
The hunt for those little luxuries drove the oddest purchase on Portell's own holiday shopping list this year.
My daughter loves cow paintings. So she got a 3-foot by 3-foot picture of a cow,
which Portell bought in person. Despite the explosive growth of online shopping during the pandemic, most of our purchases still take place the old-fashioned way. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.